Well, you could go buy your own dinner if you'd like.
Right. Call Uber. Call DoorDash. Jesse will deliver it to you.
So why would you?
I'm just, I had some money.
Stop. Yeah. I don't have money. I have a dollar.
Okay, so you lie and then tell the truth.
That won't even
I don't have money. I have a dollar.
That's not enough to buy a burger.
A dollar is money, bro.
This is Bruce. Welcome to another session with the Jester.
Another struggle, another obstacle, another problem.
Ain't no telling where I'm about to go. Ain't no telling what I'm about to do. But I don't need you telling me what I need to do. Or who I need to be. Just let me be free.
On that killer in North Carolina?
He went to Walmart.
Did he?
They had a camera, a picture of him pushing a cart. I can't tell if that's a Walmart, but you can tell it's a store because, you know, them big round posts that they put out in front of the motherfucking doors. He was pushing a cart, walking right past one of them. Then they have another picture. I can't tell where that
they
was either.
Showing
of just him walking
Walmart.
With like a backpack on or some shit. But then someone was saying where they heard there was police presence and they were searching behind some woods behind a Walmart and out there.
Huh.
So the question is, where's the car? Yeah, that's the question. Car at Walmart, so he still got the car, because he still got the car, he ain't behind the Walmart.
The old people's car?
Yeah, or do they got it?
Yeah, he kidnapped the two old people from Pennsylvania. Forced them to drive South Carolina. Dropped them off somewhere, they left the address.
So he didn't have, he didn't get
the
car.
They said the address where the old people were. I don't know if he kept the car, took the car from the old people, or if it just... dropped them off.
Walmart, maybe, or something. And figured that he waiting for him to come out, and he already came out and went behind Walmart or something. If that's the case, by now, he probably already kidnapped the next
if
couple.
If he was smart, he would have parked him towards the back of in the Walmart parking lot.
Yeah.
Lied.
Smart, he wouldn't have shot that one.
And said he was going in. Stay right put. And then just... you know, left. And after a while, they probably would have got out and went for help. The one dude was 89 years old. Lucky he didn't have a heart attack or something.
That's insane.
That's a story to tell your great-great-great-grandkids.
You're that old and you got money? Like, fuck it, we're in Charleston.
Oh, we're already here.
Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, they probably just want to get home.
Yeah.
Charleston's beautiful.
With their family. They probably never want to go there again now.
I'd want to stay there a night or two.
Who knows? Maybe they'd be like, you know what? We have a condo here, so we're just going to stick around for a little while.
We just lived through this. Let's cherish the moment.
You might get a couple in Frewsburg.
Oh, yeah. That was worse, I think.
Well, I think his next people
he
said,
you know what I mean?
Are dead.
Fucking, he already fucking shot one girl in the fucking face, dude. Or fucking brain, her face off, you know? Or who's to say he couldn't have done it to them two old people and left them fucking sitting there?
See, that's why I think he's not like... he's a murderer because he murdered the girl and he's going to try to do that. But I don't think he's like a...
cold-blooded murderer.
Yeah, I don't know what... you'd call it,
murder.
You know, like a man's. He had a plan on who he was going to kill, and he didn't have a plan on killing anyone else, you know. Because he would have killed the old people.
He was going to kill them two broads, his girlfriend and his ex-girlfriend.
I heard there's three of them.
I don't know. The rental car, he drove to the fucking first one's house. From there, she wasn't there. He went to the second one, I guess, and freaking according to what they were saying on the news.
Oh, he shot this one, then went over there.
Well, first he went to the girl's house. That's where he burnt the fucking rental car.
No, he did that after. And it wasn't a rental car, it was her car.
Well, this morning they were saying it was a rental car from fucking Warren.
He drove a rental car here, shot the girl in the face.
But that's what the car
went over here, tried to get in the house. Because there's a video of him trying to get into the house.
I seen that walking up the house.
And they said after he couldn't get in the house, he lit the car on fire, and then he took off the Warren.
Dropped the rental
off, checked out of his hotel room on Warren.
And kidnapped a couple.
A week later.
In Sheffield, though.
Found his truck.
In Sheffield.
Or whatever. That truck.
Damn, how did he get to Sheffield? Did he walk?
Oh. There could be someone laying dead in their house.
How far is that? Like six miles, 8 miles?
And he, but then again, if that was the case, he fucking wouldn't have kidnapped the old people. Unless it broke down.
Maybe he had a motorcycle.
If he was really smart, I'm not saying he would have done nothing, but about getting away and everything, about stealing cars, I would find a known, you know, someone that has a car that's a drug addict.
Addict?
Do
me a favor.
Yeah.
Grab my phone.
And then I would have took
Thank
their car.
You, buddy.
You know what I mean?
No,
because then
mean.
People would expect them to just disappear for a couple days or whatever.
Oh, no, no, no. No, I was saying.
So he would have been able to probably get a little further away before any shit went down. Because they would have been thinking, well, you know, he's been the fucking drugs, so he could be anywhere. Not knowing he got kidnapped, fucking. Or her, whatever.
Yeah. I'm stuck because I know women can be cruel as fuck. I'm wondering
something
what she
triggered
did.
His
exactly.
Ass,
I wonder
something
what happened.
They said fucking she found out that he was taking pictures of her little girl and was selling them.
But is that true?
And he held her hostage or fucking vice versa. In a house prior to all this, and she went and filed rape charges.
Oh, shit.
And that's what he got originally got arrested for, was for fucking rape.
So he's trying to
hide. He didn't get arrested, though. He hasn't been arrested.
He was being charged with it.
He's got charged with it, but he didn't get arrested yet. He was wanted.
Right, because of bail reform, fucking, they cut him loose.
No, they never even had him. They never even had him. People are saying that bail reform, but they never even had him.
Either way, man, it's fucked up. And fucking she found out that he made a lot of money on these pictures.
That's fucked up, then.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked
and
up.
And when she confronted him about it,
oh,
that's when the fuck is held in the house hostage about the shit. I don't know. We'll never know the real story.
He didn't want that shit out, so
we'll never know the real story.
That's fucked up. That is fucking insane. I don't have
see
a lighter.
That geek down there was is friends with him, man.
I do.
Was friends with the girl.
What's up, bud?
I'm done.
Are you sure?
I was sleeping downstairs in the dining room.
You're funny. You don't even know why you're funny. You're funny.
Ow.
Exactly.
You're almost how are National you? Comedy Center.
How are you?
What are you, Indian? Native American, I mean? Word? How?
I'm actually Native American now.
Yo, he's in Harlem yesterday. He's like, he goes, I'm Native American. He goes, you know what? I'm Indian too. Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, really? I said, they're the fucking same thing, Einstein.
Yeah. That's
no, really, though. I'm Indian and Native.
You mean you're from India? You're that kind of Indian?
I don't know.
Tell. Reservation. Yeah.
What's up, bud?
In art class, the teacher told us to tell his homework, tell a parent that in the dark, you're pupils grow bigger, and
then
light, they grow smaller.
Two animals didn't make it.
Do you know why?
I don't know.
Oh, that fire?
Yeah.
Oh,
all
man.
Kids made it out with two pets.
Oh, good.
Well, at least the kids
made
there.
It out, yeah.
Because it can, it when it's in dark, when you're in the dark, your pupils open up.
Dilate,
thank you, to allow in as much light as possible. But when there's a lot of light, they constrict to let in less light.
So if I was down in, like, the Bahamas, how it's really bright, would my pupils be really tiny?
It doesn't matter where you are in the world. If the sun's bright, your pupils are going to be small.
Go look in the mirror, see how big they are.
Then close your eyes and see how big they are.
Well, you got that part.
Take a tape
out.
Yeah, listen. Go like this in front of the mirror, all right?
Take a tape measure.
Keep your eyes closed and hold them there for about 30 seconds. And right in front of the mirror, open them up. And if your eyes can focus quick enough, you'll see them dilate.
No, I saw them all morning in art class. The teacher turned off the lights. And then
everybody fell asleep. It was sleep time. Nap time at school. What other programs we got going on over there?
But now, if
first thing in the morning, the kids are half asleep getting there anyways.
If you're stoned on something and your pupils aren't supposed to be reactive to light, does that mean they stay open or they stay small?
I don't buy that one fucking bit because these things right here tell me my eyes are reacting that fucking light, because when I don't have them on, I'm like, eyes are fucking watering and fucking shit like that. I hate it.
I get it.
When it's bright, I hate it. I remember there's been times where I'm driving and I had to wear like fucking my mom's sunglasses or Sam's sunglasses or something. Mm. Driving on the street with some woman's sunglasses on, but it is what I had to do. What I had to do. Absolutely. You know what I mean? I could not see. My eyes were just watering from the brightness.
So she ever having blue eyes?
That's Kayla's the same way.
I'm sure.
Don't you have sensitive eyes?
Yeah.
They'll start crying if you say anything mean to them.
Yeah, they're not very thick-skinned at all. You can't insult his eyes.
That doesn't make any sense. What do you want me to do?
Do not insult my eyes. That will hurt.
Because they're very sensitive.
It will burn.
They're very sensitive.
Oh, insult? Sensitive to light, I think.
Are you asking me?
No. Above I kind of know.
Okay, but you said it in like a questioning tone.
First thing this morning, the WNY News had the new news out.
Above a urinal, it says
Monday morning.
If your hose is short or your pump is weak, please take a step forward or take a seat.
What?
Above a urinal.
If your pump is what? Short?
If your hose is short or your pump is weak, please take a step forward or take a seat.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and they'd be mad though, some shit in the urinal.
Well, like, alright. Somebody might pee all over the floor on purpose.
Dude, I hate when people piss on the floors, dude. And some of these restaurants, it's like they don't even give a fuck. Did you tell them?
They got
the
chart on the wall fucking for their annual check, their every half hour fucking whatever check, and there's piss all over the floor. Who's
on? Casinos like that.
I know. That's why I use the bathroom in school. It's disgusting.
The people like Paul used to clean them.
The fifth grade bathrooms are really bad.
I've cleaned some real bad places. Man.
Oh, so have I.
Some factories and shit.
Blackstone.
Yeah, and the only thing that was reported, dude.
Yeah.
Blackstone.
The first thing it reported was that.
No.
And it reported the news that everyone said over the weekend.
Yep.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
That was the worst.
We gotta let them know. WNY News.
Right
you
here.
Be up to, you gotta...
New York City has a right to shelter, but will it establish a right to sleep outside?
Wait, what?
New York City. Thought that was something different.
You can't sleep inside, but you can sleep outside it.
homeless.
Yeah, they worry about the homeless.
Oh, the homeless can sleep outside of New York City. They just can't sleep inside.
Yep. Yeah. Too many people, they'll get stampled on.
All right. That's bullshit.
Listen, some guy in Congress asked the guy from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearm Director, right? Mm-hmm. Could you define an assault weapon? I'm not a firearms expert, sir.
Oh, my God.
Then why are you in that position?
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
Good fucking point.
Yeah. Wow.
See, that's one of the problems with this, because they don't look at qualifications. They just, here, take this job because you're my friend.
Oh, you went to Stanford? Okay, you gotta be smart.
Yeah.
There you go.
Educated idiot.
Here's new clear quotes.
A gun? What's a gun?
Dad told me one time grease traps are really bad. Like, stink really bad.
They do. They absolutely. Where'd that come from? But they absolutely do.
No, I'm just talking. I'm talking about, like, dirty stuff or something. Stuff that stinks.
What the inside of a septic tank? Where the shit goes.
Yep. Where they pump your
underground and the shitter out. Under tank.
Underground.
Yeah, it's a shitty job. I can actually say I've had to fucking get down inside of one before. It really wasn't pleasant.
Leach field. Which
is
just like an area of sand to disperse the fecal matter.
No, there's a shit box that goes through, filter box, after it goes through the big tank.
Yeah, I guess I'm just guessing.
I don't want to imagine that.
And a leach pad.
Yep, that usually consists of about fucking 8 rows, depending on how big of a tank.
And you're drinking water eventually.
Dry your pipe. Water goes.
Well, not you.
With holes in it and a lot of gravel.
Well, not even, yeah, eventually, yeah.
But dry your
goes
water.
Goes into drinking goes. Water.
I only say this because I helped my dad put one in at my freaking grandparents' house. Shows my dad in there, down in the hole, freaking setting the tank. But I worked with my uncle one time, and he had to go down in there with a shovel and fucking scrape the shit off the sides. It wasn't fucking nice.
Pricks.
Well, I was young and that's stupid. And I could fit in the hole.
Can you imagine stepping in front of
like
us
crawling underneath the porch. Put insulation in up underneath there. Yeah, you could crawl in there easier than I can.
20,000 liters per second.
What kind of punishment was that?
it was a lesson learned.
On your phone.
Yeah, you don't do that.
You used to be able to stand down at the bottom of...
We used to hold all the time. Kinzu.
See that shit,
yeah.
Oh, no, it don't work that way.
We used to sit there at the bottom and put a stick in there and feel it pull like that.
I was
tripping balls.
From Frewsburg.
I forget who took us down there.
It was a trailer that sat down there.
We were in Frewsburg, and then we just went down there. We were tripping nuts. I think Dennis was with us.
Years and years
and
years.
I'm just seeing it shooting way up above my head as I was standing on that platform.
Another shitty job balls. Is crawling into a shit spreader tank in the fucking country.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't never done that.
Never done that.
Get the tank plugged up inside. Used to watch Dirty Jobs.
What? Not with you.
No, she did it, bro. She was
yeah, but just knowing that there was.
Oh, yeah. Wow,
no
yeah.
matter if the tank's empty or not.
Hillary Clinton says Biden's age is a legitimate issue.
Look at these poor guys that go clean up all these portable toilets at festivals and stuff. Guys. People go in and poop and shit and pee.
Phil, you can't have her his troll gummies.
Yeah, but when you go to pee, you're looking at one.
What happened?
You
yeah, you have.
About
that. I don't know. Did I ever tell you that you
charter buses, man? When I worked at Robo, fucking used to clean the freaking buses that went back and forth to Buffalo. We had to clean the tanks. Fucking pull in there, freaking old, pull the plug on over the fucking
where are they?
Over the in the bay where we washed the buses. fucking drain the tank right into the fucking drains, man.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Fucking let it go right into the I think it was going down there on Robo on 2nd Street. I think it was going right in fucking.
You should take
to
a picture of me sitting there like this, like a kid. Getting ready to open it up.
There you go. Take a picture of Phil getting ready to open them.
And then they take you
for yeah, that'd be some good shit. Yep.
Or else I'll go like this.
Barman or
whatever.
This looks better. Go, uh-oh.
Cameron, there's John and Tanner. Well, they know.
Yeah.
John and Tanner over there.
Yeah.
So you know what's fucked up is? Her son John just seen me sitting over here, and the second he goes back home, he's gonna go save Mom. I just seen Leroy. He's around over there. And it really, you know?
Which one's his son?
The one with the glasses.
I'm not sure.
The long hair, not the one with the hair.
You'll tell her?
Yeah.
Why does it matter?
It's what I'm saying, man. You know, but it's agitating. It's agitating about it. Monday. You know? She's got to tell these kids that they're not allowed to talk to me and shit, man. Like I'm a fucking psycho.
They're like,
it's fucking wrong.
Five of kids.
Watch these kids grow up the last fucking 3-4 years that I've been with her, man. Fucking, you know, I treat them just like they're my own.
Women are fucking
evil.
Heartless, but
because I'm going to have those
feelings. They don't even realize they're doing it. They don't even realize they're doing it. Some of them.
I'm sure.
Some of them don't even realize that they're doing it.
Which is basically made me do a car accident. Now that I lost this job, it's like, I don't know if it's just a relief off my shoulder. I just don't give a fuck. I've been there, done that. Just picked myself up, broke my shoulders off.
You want to hear some true stories, some true shit, D? I've noticed a change in you ever since this went down. You become, I don't know, happier, like more, just more lively, I guess is what I want to put it. But yeah, that's probably it.
Well, I'll regret it when the bills start rolling.
Well, you're smart enough to take care of it. You got it.
I gotta do one of those delivery things.
Yeah, well, download the app right the fuck now, dude. Do it. Don't say I'll do it tomorrow because you said you did that yesterday. So let's fucking do it. Let's make it happen. Maybe that's your genius. Need something to tell you.
Shut the door, yeah. Man.
I should be wanting to do this because this
would
be
shut the door!
All vacation money.
Staying there with the motherfucking door open.
And once I get down there, I can do it while she's working.
Absolutely.
Tanner kid, dude. I don't like him. I think he's sneaky. And he instigates shit.
Yeah.
Simply, you know what I mean? I've been around these kids for 3 years. And ever since, he's sly, but he thinks he's slick.
Hello. Hey, what's up, bud?
Right
there. Oh, yeah.
Where? His mom lets him
Florida.
Run the streets. His mom lets him run the streets.
Yeah.
No problem. You know, fucking, he's always over here.
Cape Coral?
Sad.
Yeah.
Sad.
No, I thought I told you.
Go update your phone.
Oh.
Because you got too much battery.
Yeah, I don't know. Thought I said something. Maybe not. What? What's that?
Get home, get hooked to internet, I'll update it, I'm down.
For 10.
Then what do I do?
Just follow the steps, it'll tell you.
My mom asked me, she said,
oh, yeah.
She said,
Have the birds, the eggs hatched?
I think you just need your license.
Sticking our fucking hand up
or,
there.
Or maybe
pop cans.
Making the other car.
Instead of an eggshell laying on the ground, I know one's gone, man.
Saving up my pop cans.
Well,
yeah.
Get up there.
All right.
Leroy?
Yeah, I'm
that's
here.
Austin. That's her other son. He's a good
yeah.
kid, man. He spends a lot of time.
Yeah.
His dad's got fucking Crohn's disease.
So oh, yeah.
So it's short-lived. But he goes and spends a lot right. of time with his dad and shit like that. More laid back.
Yeah, they are. They're really excited. What are those Airbnbs? Her dad is right there too. Yeah.
I'm good, baby.
Yeah.
Later.
Yep, right in Uncle's garage driveway. Already? Oh, all right.
When would you say it's
the busiest?
No.
Oh, yeah. That will do it.
The tire is flat. Over there.
From
on
like
the other side.
5 to 9.
Five all right, nine. Bud. I'll be here.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, okay, doke.
There was coffee. A skewer.
Can't understand how.
Tomorrow.
And now I can't find that skewer. Mm-hmm. I looked all over there.
What about Tim Hortons? You can't Bill find it?
No, I said just spend a lot of time at Tim Hortons at about 5, between 5 and
that's why it goes back.
Why?
Because of that.
Because a lot of people ordering coffee.
I was going to take
people ordering single cups of coffee. Cost you $5 to get it delivered to you. People fucking every day.
$5 for a drink.
No.
$5 for
the delivery.
$10.
Where are you delivering?
Or it's true. Whatever it was.
Yeah. It's Myers Avenue, right the fuck over here.
I know where I know where Myers is, right?
Right off
it
of Bay.
It goes flat, so.
Yeah.
Danielle Blizzard is her name.
Hey, you know her.
Yeah, every day she gets a cup of coffee.
Must be nice. She by herself?
The other day I saw her with, like, the boy looked like probably her grandson.
Her grandson? How old is she?
She looked.
She's a bizarre sister.
I don't know. I mean, the boy looked like it could have been. Man. She has gray hair.
So, yeah.
So you do too.
Yeah, I could have. I could have grandchildren.
I do.
There you go.
I do.
So that's what he's saying. She's like, well, how old are you?
They're all teenagers.
Probably.
I have a 20-year-old.
Living off of chemicals.
November,
it'll be 20 later.
It'll be. He was born 02, so in November he'll be. No. What year is it?
It's 2023.
Yeah, he was born 02, so yeah, he'll be 21. He'll be 21 in November. Excuse me, because she was born 3 months before my accident. I'm always home. This man just said I'm never home. I fucking love cannabis, man. You know, a guy.
Yeah, I know a bunch of guys.
That I didn't know I was a fan of until he died. Gordon Lightfoot.
Would you sit there and go like this to him before he died?
No, I enjoy his music.
You said you're a fan of him.
Yeah.
He had
fan
good music.
Of fandom?
He had good music.
Kept him cool?
No, he kept me cool. He kept me cool.
Camden!
I know.
Where's the dog? What? Where's the dog?
The piano's here.
Yeah, so it's getting into fucking everything.
He might be in the kennel.
No, tell Charlie to get the goddamn dog.
Okay.
Can he pay attention? He might be in the kennel. No, he ain't in everything. He's in the kennel.
Dad, can I get something to eat?
What are those people?
John, Tam, and Austin.
Yeah, well, I don't know why all these people are here.
Trey.
They're here every day.
The dog's in the fucking cage, of course.
Go get jump out the cage.
Where's Trey? It's his day off or something?
These motherfucking people, man. If you ain't right there standing there, that's
shoot.
He's not in the cage.
Yeah, now. I just sat and watched him get him.
He heard
you.
He was out here.
Yeah, I know.
Probably.
I'll go look for
something. What do you mean look? Where
are
you
going to
look?
The cupboards.
That'd probably be a good place.
No standing.
Dinner will be done soon, bro.
No,
we're not
going to
waste your appetite on junk.
Because you know that's what you're
looking for. What are we having for dinner?
Food. Huh?
Shingles.
What?
I want to know.
Food, man. I just told you that.
Rainwater and old horse shit.
Tall salad.
Then what are you talking about?
I want to know what you're eating.
Food, bro.
Leftovers.
Well, how does it feel to want? That's something I've never known before.
Then what? I don't understand what. I don't get it.
You're eating leftovers.
Well, you could go buy your own dinner if you'd like.
Right. Call Uber. Call DoorDash. Jesse will deliver it to you.
So, why would you?
Never mind. I'm just waiting. I had some money.
Stop.
I don't have money. I have a dollar.
Okay, so you lie and then tell the truth.
That won't even
I don't have money. Bar. I have a dollar.
That's not enough to buy
a dollar is money, bro.
I fucking love cannabis, man.
Yeah.
A dollar is money. You said I don't have money. That's money. Is that money? That's money. A dollar is money.
A dollar is money.
Now, if I say I don't have money, you check my pockets and see a dollar in there, I lied to you, right?
You did. That's
I don't have a dollar.
It's like saying I don't have a dollar.
Oh, now you're lying and saying you don't have a dollar. Do you have a dollar or you don't have a dollar?
Not on me.
No one asked you if you had it on you.
I do have a dollar, but
you said I don't
didn't.
Have any money. I have a dollar.
And you said I don't have a dollar.
And you said I don't have a dollar.
So you're
didn't
just
let
confusing
me finish.
Us.
I said I don't have a dollar.
Nah. Now you're making it up.
You didn't let me finish.
No, you finished. I didn't stop you from doing anything, bro.
You can finish wherever you want.
Yeah.
You started talking, so I finished you.
He's got a point. He's got a point. Yes.
Make like a leaf and blow.
No.
Make like a tree and flock out of it.
You asked.
Do you clean the bathroom?
Yeah. I always clean.
Did your brother do anything? Did your bedroom picked up?
Did you ever find that?
Is there garbage on the floor next to the garbage?
Where? Huh.
Next to the garbage.
Next to the garbage.
We have more than one garbage. It's confusing.
All of them.
The main
you're
garbage.
Just talking to
or just, yeah, any garbage. If there's any garbage on the floor that's not supposed to be there.
Yeah, I had
there.
One little small bag. I didn't figure no sense in pulling that can out there for one small fucking bag and a pizza box.
I would have.
Fuck that. Look at that jumpy black spider right behind you. In the truck, going up under the mold. What's he, he'll be popping up up top.
They want to charge you?
I already got fucked over by one. That's
why I'm giving you heads up, man. So you know that bitch coming over your shoulder and you're fucking all shocked. Just move your chair further away.
I'm up here annoying now.
I got a couple of lovers over there.
Huh?
A couple of lovers.
Spider bugs.
Arguing back and forth.
Oh, goodness gracious.
What, are you trying to get a high, Dallas?
Yeah, I am over here asking if you want to get a high. I
wonder why if it jumps on you.
Trying to slow him down. So
right.
I picked it up.
He ain't gonna hurt you.
Wash your hands?
No, there's only a tissue and
all. There's only a tissue.
Wash
somebody
your
blew
hands.
Their nose with it.
Not a tissue, I meant...
Yeah, I wouldn't be leaving
napkin?
That sub sitting there. There's going to be some things crawling right up in there.
Oh, yeah. Something will be in
there. Oh, it's gone. I didn't know it was gone.
You have bad tan line.
What?
Your tan line is pretty bad.
What are you talking about, my fucking tan line? Where?
Your feet are really white compared to your legs.
So?
He's white.
I was white once.
Let me guess, you're Native American and Indian.
You do know I wear shoes, right? I don't walk around fucking barefoot everywhere.
Yeah, I know. I don't think anybody does that.
A lot of people do it.
I used to.
When you're older, you go to Blue Heron.
What's the Blue Heron?
You might be like Keith and have a friend over.
He's a count.
With bare feet. Remember Dennis? Blue Hoop Girl? Barefoot. Oh, you seen her feet sticking out of the tent, dirty as hell. You're like, oh man, what you
felt like the house that fell on the lake.
He comes
Lynch.
Out. Fuck.
I swear
man,
to God, that's
I
what
do.
It looked like.
The
those
little,
are her eyes.
You did.
All you see is the feet sticking out.
I went to Heron once.
It's coming up quick.
It is.
First week of July, usually. First
I can't
weekend.
Afford tickets.
It'd be fun.
Could,
you might know it'd be fun to do, to be honest with you. Why don't you go play?
Go play where?
Or not play, but go clean something. Clean. Dust it. Hey, you haven't dusted in forever, bro.
I'm not allowed to dust. It takes the stain off the wood.
No, you gotta use the right stuff and don't get it soaked.
Use a rag.
Yeah.
Just use a moist rag.
Yeah.
That takes off the... Finish
no, you're
cabinet.
Not getting it soaked. No, it's not. You don't need
it. Let me
guess,
you learned that in sleep class.
Hey.
That's when you're using Lysol and shit, man.
Just use a damp, put a rag in the water, get it, as, wring it out as much as you can.
Oh, I see water spots.
Then,
I see water spots already.
But make sure it's as,
don't touch my PlayStation.
Just make sure it's as dry as possible.
Wipe down the PlayStation.
Alright. That would be fun to do, though, is to go to the Blue Heron. When it's free, you just go get in line. And the night before the Blue Heron, you just fucking party with everyone in the line. That's one of the funnest nights there, is waiting in line.
Waiting in line?
Everyone's fucking partying all the way down the fucking street. You got cops rolling by, and everyone's partying, having
my
fucking fun.
My dog scares the shit out of you.
Man, you weren't standing there face to face with a motherfucker with a fucking bag of mushrooms in there, in your pocket. I would say he's like, looking at fucking going nuts. I put my hand on my pocket. And I'm like, fuck, man. I got a big bag of shrooms. And I look over at Keith. He's sitting in a chair just like this, not moving. We're both tripping our faces off. And then the cop, after like fucking 30 seconds of letting the dog bark at me, moved up a little bit. And then fucked with the next
people. Yeah, he's just fucking with people.
Yeah. But I was like, for me to you away from the car and the dog.
But you can't tell me that wouldn't be fun.
Not when I'm tripping.
There's no fun about it. No, let's just reverse
like
the roles. What if you were the one with the dog and he was the one with tripping?
Well, yeah, that'd be different.
That'd be different, he says.
I'm good on that.
Mr. Rex.
I would have looked over at him. Park Brook. It's automatic. Oh.
And your wife's home.
Okay. We're up over the curb.
She's probably like, God damn it.
We're up over the curb. Poop.
Because she usually backs up, but Rex pulled up. I don't think she dared to. What about them things?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like them things.
I know, but I was so excited.
Yeah, I know. You didn't get my text.
So who's Morgan down there?
Huh?
Who's Morgan?
Cornell?
I don't know. I've delivered twice now to our Tim Hortons. I had to drop it off at the security guard.
Cornell?
What's up, brother?
Nothing. I was so excited when she gave them to me.
What's up, Rex?
What's up, Mr. Rex? How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm walking up the driveway.
Life's treating you pretty well?
Huh?
Life's treating you pretty well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm good now. But I woke up this morning. That's a good
thing. That's all that matters.
And, you know. How you guys doing? You doing all right?
Yeah.
Getting by, my friend. Getting by. A little more than barely.
Hey, Rex, right there. Let's
see, there. Oh, is that where you're sitting?
Yeah, okay. That's where he's sitting. He's gone up in the chair.
I can't remember which one he was sitting on.
Right there.
Can you get another smoke, Dean?
Yeah, I didn't know they were going on vacation. That's cool, man. Going on vacation, man. The whole family.
When are they leaving?
I think Thursday, isn't it? Yeah. Florida.
I've never been to Florida.
No.
Never.
I lived there for 20 years.
I lived there for about 8 years.
Did you? Where about you live down there?
Center Hill.
Where?
Center Hill.
Where is that at?
Sumter County.
Oh, Sumter County. Okay.
Where are you from originally, Mr. Rex?
Here.
You from Jamestown?
So I lived here till I was 38, and then I lived in Florida till I was 58, and then I came back here, and because of the way we would have that big, in 08 and 09, we had all that freaking real estate shit going on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was in construction, so, and I was with a company for almost 20 years.
They let you go?
Well, they had to lay off a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have been there 25 years.
Yeah, because of the fucking, you're right, the crash.
They almost packed up.
Yeah, it was terrible, man, you know what I mean?
How you doing, sir?
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Going up to the track tomorrow night?
Huh?
Going up to the right state line tomorrow night? Fucking got the world belt, was it?
Where, state line?
Yeah.
What day is today?
I like to do
Today's
22nd. Today's Monday.
Monday.
I haven't been there in
years.
We're going
to be up there on Tuesday? Like at State Line?
Why not?
Oh, wow. I didn't know.
We got like 47 fucking cars coming in here.
No kidding.
Big dogs, too. That run the circuit.
Wow.
Should be interesting.
Yeah, it should be interesting, man, you know.
A couple of local guys, that Jason Jenko, he's running in it.
Who is?
Jason Jenko?
He's smoking the stands.
I know Mike. I knew a Mike Jenko, the one that committed suicide.
I remember fucking.
Cousin. Might have been a cousin.
The only
cousin.
Thing I remember about State Line is fucking getting.
They used to have an apartment down there.
Raining Rocks.
Down here around the corner, but he does contract work.
No, I was a young kid.
Where does it cost?
Beautiful car.
I
got, beautiful.
I remember
right.
Getting pelted with rocks.
Huh?
Where does it cost again?
Freaking $35.
No, I was in the stands.
For adults.
Jeez, I knew it was gonna be pretty steep.
And the pits is 45. They first advertised it at 40 for the pits, and then they jacked it up to 45.
That went way up.
It's like fucking $10,000 to win.
Yeah.
And 40 some cars on that track, man.
Yeah.
State Line. Tomorrow night.
Wanna go?
Why am I Tuesday?
I don't fucking make the schedule.
I don't make the rules.
I just said that. 35 for adults to get in the main gates and freaking 45 in the pits. If you're under certain.
Is that
age,
75 total or is it?
No.
Oh, it's just okay. I just wanted to know.
Fucking get a certain band to go.
Either or.
Pits. Yeah, it's either
how many
or.
Races?
I don't fucking know. Probably just one big 50 fucking or 100 lap fucking deal. They're probably going to have other races with it, but freaking.
Our last man standing.
Huh? Kind of, sort of. He crosses the fucking finish line. See that fucking race yesterday?
Yeah.
I don't get to watch it. I don't get to watch him. I don't got that fucking.
That old Larson boy, he just wipes them all up, don't he? It's just like he just take. He did. He won
the
one last week.
You see what his next adventure is, right?
Huh?
You know what his next adventure is, right? He's running in the Indy 500.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Fucking, he's getting fitted to fucking Hendrix is fucking putting him in a fucking Indy car, man.
No kidding.
They fucking showed him fucking getting fitted for the seat, fucking how they go about fucking making the. It's like they put like a bubble wrap, man, fucking set down in the cockpit and they fucking set you down in it and then they pump it up.
Wow.
To tell, you know, how tight you want it and where to, and they can go from that, the statistics and the computers. And it's pretty wild, man.
Oh, shit, that'd be a good time.
But they said, fucking, there ain't a car you can't get into. You can't handle it. And he's ready for it. He's ready for it. Fuck, he made $1 million this past weekend.
I know, man.
Truck race. He won the truck race.
Yeah, I know.
He won the truck race. He won fucking yesterday's race. Tearing shit up.
Who?
Fucking... Kyle Larson.
Lakewood. Explosive thrown from pickup truck donated in Lakewood. Detonated in Lakewood.
Where in Lakewood?
I don't know. I haven't read it. I just
seen explosion.
Oh, shit.
Throwing shit at people.
Wow.
Where was that? What news outlet was that?
It happened about 9:30 p.m. Saturday in the area of Squantum Road and Shafto Road. Of course, I don't know where the fuck that place is.
I have no idea.
No.
Probably a fucking meth war.
What a deal.
Hang on over there, Jess.
I know. I'm always dropping these. That's why my gesture's all fucked up. Like, he was a pretty cool little guy, but now he's missing a few appendages. An arm and a lower leg. Yeah, I know, right? He cost him an arm and a leg. Or half a leg, anyway. Kind of like Stumpy.
Good driving down to Florida, too, man. That's going to cost him some freaking money. Yes, holy shit. That cost him probably $500 each way.
I bet you're getting lost.
I paid $460 for round trip.
No, if you have GPS, you ain't going to get lost.
Round trip cost me about $460.
Yeah, but it's going to cost some more of that SUV.
Oh, yeah.
What
about $7? Plus, the driving they do there is $8.
Huh?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
About $8, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
They ain't left yet. Prices could go up.
I don't know what kind of mileage. What kind of mileage does your SUV get on the open road? You don't know?
You gonna find out.
What does it say on the? What do they say on the paperwork, man?
Average.
You don't know.
It didn't come with that.
Yeah, it did, but I don't remember.
Oh, Sam, you just made me want to go home and get some coffee.
Yeah,
I want some coffee now. Look at your baby boy. I don't have the money right now. I'm flat broke. Well, I'm not. And I don't think they're going to take... they haven't taken my insurance payment
out yet. I
didn't
see those seats.
No?
No.
But...
I didn't see not one.
Yeah, someone said there's seats in it, so...
Hey,
And then the one I broke up had seeds in there, either there.
No kidding. Huh, I almost got lucky.
Yeah. Well, you can sit down here.
So you're Florida bound, huh, Sam?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool. You'll get to see your dad, too.
Yeah.
You know? That's pretty cool.
He wants to take us on an alligator ride.
To go see alligators and stuff? Yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about riding on an alligator. I'm like, no.
No, I'm going to do that, too.
No.
I went on one of those. Depends on what kid gets me mad at. Some kid might go on an alligator.
On your calendar, we're going to take Paul.
Go around this corner and people are jumping.
Watch it on the pool.
You know that alligator place in Kissimmee? That river alligator farm they have right there, man, with the big tower and stuff there? You ever seen that one before?
No.
Well, I worked in there when I first went to Florida, man. I worked for a construction company. We built that tower, and we were right with all those freaking alligators. I was putting some shit on some steps going up the tower, and I had a funny feeling. I looked behind me, there was a freaking big old freaking, about a 10-foot alligator, about 15 feet from my ladder, man, just looking at me, man. In the water, and my ladder was in the water too. You know what I mean? You know, and I said, "Oh shit!" I never moved so damn fast in my life, man. I jumped over that railing, man. A lot of gators are missing. Where they fought and they bit each other's arms and stuff.
That'd be scary as fuck too, because those gators are so big.
Into their tails.
They just nudge that ladder, and you're down in there with them.
Oh, I know, man. There's so many alligators in there. It's unbelievable. And when they had the flood down there.
Oh, fuck that.
Oh, my God. Those gators were all over the freaking place, man. Yeah. You know?
No, thank you.
There was nothing stopping them, man. You know?
Yeah. You got the rock on them.
Flat land.
And so are all the snakes.
Yeah.
Come they in, have man. They have a lot of poisonous snakes in there on display,
yeah.
too.
Oh, yeah. They come you know? In. Where is the dryer? The snakes. Oh, yeah.
Scary shit, man.
Well, they've got where they got those damn pythons and those anacondas, those mixture of anacondas and pythons breeding together now, and they're getting crossbreed snakes or trying to eat alligators.
Yeah. Oh,
it's crazy down there, man. The ecosystem is all screwed up, man. You know.
Hey,
you want this chair? I can sit on it, man.
I'm good.
I want this down.
I'm good.
What's your save your strength from pushing that gas bubble going to Florida, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Coral. Cape Coral, that's a nice place down there, man.
Yeah, I can.
Thank you.
Good, how are you? I saw your better half.
She told me.
Yeah.
She told me she's seen you, man, you know.
I told Phil, make sure you tell him that I saw his better half.
Yeah.
That's who you remind me of, Rex. You remind me of the dude.
The dude.
The dude.
Yeah, you know,
the dude.
The dude.
From the Big Lebowski. You never seen the Big Lebowski?
No.
Oh, I recommend you watch it. It's a good ass movie.
Is it a movie or a series?
It's
or
a
what?
Movie.
Oh, a movie?
Called it's the Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski, huh?
Yeah, and you look exact. What is this? Who plays the dude?
I don't know the dude.
You know what he's talking about? You ever seen it?
I might have. I don't know.
You ever seen it, Sam? No?
Look on your phone.
I ain't
and,
a big movie person.
Google the dude.
Oh, why is it?
I want to know who plays it.
The dude.
Here are matches for the dude.
It's a comedy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good-ass movie.
This is, they have different, Dude the Surfer, The Dude and Me, The Dude Perfect.
No, try The Big Lebowski.
The Dude Bandit.
You want the Big Lebowski.
I don't know.
Can you, what could I watch on TV, like Netflix or something?
It'll be
like
on
that?
Netflix. It'll be on. I'm sure it's on everywhere. I mean, it's a big movie.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you've never heard of it.
I'll check it out tonight, man.
Another one.
I'm always game to watch something different. You
it's
know
it's
I mean?
A funny movie. It's a funny movie. It's got. Shut the fuck up, Donnie. Who played the husband in Roseanne?
Arnold?
Yeah, Tom Arnold. He's in it.
That's not the dad.
Oh, yeah, not Tom Arnold, but it is this guy who plays... Come on.
What? Well, that lost what track of movie we were
in. Have you ever seen The Big Lebowski?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who plays the dude?
That's, I don't remember his name, but I know who you're talking about.
Tell me Rex doesn't look like the dude.
I couldn't tell you about
that. And though he says man all the time, he reminds me of the dude.
And she's got hair like
John Goodman is the dad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's who was in the movie. John Goodman. Yeah, John Goodman.
Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges, yes. That's the dude.
Now we know who the dude is.
Call me the dude.
Just watch the trailer.
The Big Lebowski. I promise you, you will enjoy the movie. I'm the dude. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude. It's a good movie.
So would you guys, you said you got one of those Airbnb or whatever it's called now. Would you get a house or, yeah? That's a pretty good way to do it. It's usually cheaper than going to a hotel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, actually, it kind of depends on what you get. It could have been around the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could have gone cheaper.
Because hotels, if you get them for a longer period of time, they'll give you a deal.
Yeah.
But they had condos, too.
But just with Airbnbs, be careful. Like, you don't want to fuck anything up, otherwise they got you over a barrel.
I think we got the added protection.
You got the
insurance? Oh, did you? Yeah.
That's good.
Well, you have to have it.
Yeah.
They automatically make you pay for insurance.
So, is the house like in a neighborhood or something like that? Or yeah, that's cool, man. That's cool. My daughter wants us to come down to Naples and stay for a week. She said she'd set us up with one of those. She said she'd pay for it and everything, man, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I'd rather drive down myself than
see, I just
fly.
Wish I would have planned it differently, because I planned it for just a one stop on the way to Florida.
One stop?
Yeah, we're stopping at a hotel.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But I should have went this other way that it takes longer, but it's like you're going through every town and every city all the way there.
Yeah, yeah.
As you're driving like 45 miles an hour sometimes, 55, sometimes probably even 35 through a town.
Yeah.
But you can stop at every welcome to Virginia, welcome to this place, welcome to that place, and taking a picture of it. That would've been cool. I wish I would've planned it right.
Well, now you know for next time.
At least you got a nice, dependable vehicle to drive down. You ain't gonna worry about it. You know what I mean?
Well, hell yeah. There you go.
But I wanted to do that with the family, the whole picture with the signs. Because the iPhone, you got the timer.
Well, do it on the way back. Do it on the way back.
When I first went to Florida for the very first
time. Or two. Sorry.
When I went to Florida for the very first time with my ex-whore wife and my kids, we took a picture of us in front of a freaking big palm trees and stuff, you know, like welcome to Florida, you know what I mean? You know.
Did you give her that in a divorce?
Yeah, I'm with you there. I got one of those too.
Oh boy.
Yep.
She was bad.
Yep. Instead of telling my son what she did, she let my son think that I'm the monster. I beat her. And that's why the marriage ended. Not that she got pregnant with another man's kid. Women can be cruel, man. Women can be just fucking miserable cunts. It's horrid.
Now, this woman just didn't want to tell the truth, man. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, there was no truth to anything she said, man. You know what I mean? It was all lie, you know. And I was with her for 16 years. I can't believe it, man.
Love is blind.
But she's by herself, all by herself now. She's 66 years old. She's by herself, man, and she ain't got no man, no nothing, man, you know. She's a lonely old bitch, you know.
Revenge is the dish best served cold, they say.
And I got me a nice wife and a good life and completely different than what she's got going on. She's over in Oregon right now. You know, she flew to Oregon when my son got in that accident, Phil.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she flew out there, man, yeah.
I have no
It's
idea.
Time to go feed your monkey, brother man.
Go feed your monkey?
Time to go feed your monkey, brother man. That means it's time to go have a cigarette.
What are you cooking on the grill?
Chicken.
I'll be able to do some cheeseburgers on the grill tonight, man. That sounds good, man. I make really super good cheeseburgers, man.
Cheeseburgers?
Huh?
Cheeseburger?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that I'm sure you make good cheeseburgers, but I make the best cheeseburgers.
I make the best. Oh, man. So how far away from Cape Coral does Sam's dam live?
From our place, I think it was like 15 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad at all, man.
Damn. I fucking love cannabis, man.
So on that note, what we're going to do is we're just going to fucking be better versions of ourselves. We're going to smoke the motherfucking weed every damn day. And we're just going to make shit can happen, man.